I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
you know who should be the new Celtics coach?
Who's that?
Ted Lasso.
Sounds like a lot of what for.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Curtis, two moms is a thing that Mrs. Poindexter does on OnlyFans.
I got two.
That's where you've been
moms.
All show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Greg, the host.
Sports hardo Greg Hill.
I think you're an ass if you're going to Cam Newton. Football camp expecting to learn anything.
You know who those other people are. You may be one of those other people, and I'm not saying this, Jerry. I'm not.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
The fact that he walked over to her like he was going to punch her, and then
she kissed him.
But then he reciprocated by putting his tongue in her mouth. Like, okay, well, this might be going
that,
someplace.
That, Wiggy, that tells you everything you need to know about men in a nutshell. Right there.
Right.
I hate you. You want to touch it? Okay.
Joined by...
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
They don't respect him. They don't play hard for him. Or they just look at him like, you might as well be a mannequin on the sidelines.
Brad Stevens, Walmart greeter.
Oh, perfect.
Not a Walmart greeter. He'd be perfect for customer service. People bringing back their stuff that don't
returns.
Work. Yeah, that's especially... in Walmart, too.
Right. Where's the box, sir?
You know, you're not Walmart. I can't find the box, Brad.
There's still food in this, sir.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken. And Curtis.
I mean, this is like Milbury going on the ice and, like, confronting the ref. It's basically the same thing. But for some reason, people are, like, defending Cam.
Really?
Stop it.
It's the same thing?
No, yeah. It's not.
You're out of your mind.
This
it's,
is what...
It's a guy who lost it.
This is the point.
At an amateur event.
I mean,
this is
honestly,
an amateur event.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
How do you say anything? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Incredible.
What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
What is it?
Greg Hill Foundation t-shirt day?
I know, Danielle.
Did we all get the memo?
I think so. I got it last night. Wear my t-shirt.
I didn't even notice that. This is a weird thing.
This is weird.
Well, Ken and I call each other every day to discuss what we're going to wear on the program. So Ken and I have our AJ Quetta Greg Hill Foundation shirts on, and Wiggy and Danielle have their Worcester Fire Greg Hill Foundation shirts on today.
Curtis is the odd man out.
I'm wearing black until Brady comes back.
Great minds think alike.
Somebody's going to have to go back and change. We can't do the entire 4 hours.
We can. This is on brand. This is like,
swimming.
You know, when you have one of those weird occurrences with like three planets in retrograde and a new wolf blood howling moon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm guessing that probably Ken manifested this, that he and I would be wearing the same.
Yes, he did.
Did I hear, by the way, did I hear that Tony Robbins is now taking credit for manifesting the Super Bowl victory for Tom Brady and for Gronk? Is that what I heard last night?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'll have to look into that, but I wouldn't be surprised by that.
He put it into the universe.
I thought it was Camille that manifested things for Gronk, if you know what I'm saying.
Hello.
Just a swimsuit cover.
I mean, Camille just said one day, I want to be a swimsuit model, and all of a sudden she was.
It had nothing to do with how she looks, Curtis.
It's pretty impressive.
I feel like if you look like Camille, 99.9% of the time, you get a swimsuit model deal.
Not if you know her story. She was rejected by agents for years. We still have to get her on.
Okay, well.
Yeah, well, I thought you were getting her on.
We were going to do it the week after the Super Bowl, and then there was a scheduling issue, so like, I'll reach back out to her.
I'm still waiting for Curtis to get body moving on the show.
I've been manifesting it for weeks.
Speaking of that, of documentaries.
Yes.
Did anybody other than Curtis and I watch part one of the Woody Allen documentary?
No, how was it?
There were some good parts to it. We can talk about it at some point this morning. There were some good parts to it, but it's moving a little slow, I would say, Curtis.
Yeah, slow. I mean, you can't escape how big of a creep Woody Allen, just everything that he does, he is just... One thing I will never understand is Mia Farrow keeping him around.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, she was in love.
But how? What are you in love with Woody Allen?
Yeah.
The salvageable parts.
He's an artist.
You can always find something, Curtis.
But
I guess it's true for me.
It's when they start to get in, like when the woman tells the suntan lotion story, applying the suntan lotion to his daughter. It's so creepy. You need 5 showers after you watch that.
Well, the fact that you're watching it's kind of creepy.
Well, I'm watching it, Wiggy, because I'm interested in documentaries and the news and the world around me.
Well, there's a lot of I'm watching Hip Hop Uncovered. That's a documentary about the news around me.
This scene just plays out over and over again. it's the same trajectory every time. Greg mentions something weird and then Greg counters with something hip hop or entertainment related.
Well, it is.
And then Wiggy chooses his own adventure.
Oh, it's, you know, it just talks about hip hop, man, and the people that influenced the game.
Yeah, I mean,
page 8. Wiggy's not there.
Extremely creepy.
But in this situation, though, Greg, there are so many people independently who witnessed this. So this isn't like he said, she said. This is everybody that was there, and then Woody's saying it's something different.
Well, there's the friend who walked into the bedroom, and he's in bed with the daughter, and his boxers or what have you. And
really?
And no one says anything?
No. It's Woody Allen.
I mean, in the notion that girl, Dylan, is as well-spoken and seemingly put together as she is a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much damage that does to you.
Well, it's, what's it called? Allen v. Farrow or Farrow v. Allen, whatever.
One of the two. I don't remember exactly.
But you should give it a watch. All right. On the show this morning at 7 o'clock, we will get to the dumbest of the day. And then at 8:20, I cannot wait to see Ken's head explode because we will be joined by Johns Hopkins professor Marty McCary, or McCary. McCary, I think it is.
McCary is what he
called it. And he has written an amazing op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal, which says that the United States will have the herd by April.
Oh, wow.
All right.
And he is suggesting that we, as regular people, are not being told by the experts that we will have the herd by April so that we continue to follow the guidance. He is suggesting that when he talks to experts, they say, yes, we'll have herd immunity by April, but we really shouldn't tell anybody because then they'll take their masks off.
They'll get comfortable.
Yes.
Now that we give this guy credit because are we taking him seriously?
I am taking him seriously.
I was half taking him seriously until our conversation in the back, where Curtis says, oh, by the way, he's got a book out he'd like you to mention on the show.
He has a book out, Ken. What is wrong
needed
with...
a little pub for the book, did we? little media tour? Oh,
he's a scholar.
If this were Fauci, Wiggy would be all over and money grab.
Scholars write books. That's what they do. They write books.
Okay.
Well, I just know that Dale used to get on me because when he brought up any information that was put out there by Johns Hopkins, he was like, this is gospel. They're not going to... not the type of people don't talk about, you know, they go to Johnny Hopkins and they're not coming with real stuff. So
do they still have the people on roller skates with the? Oh, that was Rockets.
I love their fries.
Yeah, well, they do got some good fries there. That was Rockets, Danielle.
I got you, baby.
Johnny Rockets.
Does anybody call it Johnny Hopkins? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
It's a combination of two names.
I mean, to be honest with you, I smoke a little weed with a Johnny Hopkins. All right.
Well,
Johnny Hopkins doesn't do weed, brother. He's into some heavier stuff.
Marty McCary will join us at 8:20 on this morning show. God. And we will play Were You Paying Attention at the end of the show this morning. And if you can answer a question about today's show and what happened correctly, you will win a logoed, ink-filled, properly sanitized WEEI pen. So we will play Were You Paying Attention coming up at the end of today's show. If you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you can't listen to this program this morning or this station today on the radio for any reason, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. And if you haven't downloaded the app yet, it's easy to do. Just download it. You can text if you want. If you text the letters APP to the text line, which is 37937, we'll send you back a quick link. You can download the radio.com app. Make sure you favorite WEEI within the app to make the whole process easier. And then you can listen to us wherever you are right now, Ken, to tell us what is trending first up this morning.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can stock up on soda, pick up Pepsi or Schweppes Seltzer 12-pack cans, three for only $8.97 when you buy three and activate the digital coupon to check out. Limit three per customer, valid through Thursday, February 25th. Well, Cam Newton's I Am Athlete conversation with Brandon Marshall and Chad Ochocinco, very much trending.
Whoa.
A lot of clips to get to.
Making some headlines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Quite sure we'll get to a few of them in the lead section of the show. There is one here on Belichick I think is pretty pro-Patriots, though. He loves him some Bill Belichick still.
Oh. Let's go back to this. Like, I sense a lot of things, like, that wasn't me. I'm not an argumentative person. I'm like, coach, let's figure it out. Like,
yeah.
And that example that you used, that's what they like. That's a normal day, like arguing, like boom, 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 boom. And that's the competitive drive. Like, that's how they communicate. It's nothing like just for. And this is why I love and respect. I think Bill Belichick is the most misunderstood person in all.
100%, 1,000%.
He dope as shit.
Yeah.
He's the most misunderstood person in all of sports, Curtis. I agree.
Wow.
You can't stand the man, and he's a genius.
Well, you know, he's a great American, really good, just can't do anything without Brady.
That was after a conversation where Fred Taylor was saying his favorite saying is, you're a bunch of effing morons. Belichick throws that around all the time. You effing morons. That started with Wiggy, by the way. The teenager that trash-talked Cam at that 7-on-7 camp has apologized on Twitter.
Good.
I did not intend for it to get as far as it did. My parents never taught me to be disrespectful. As a football player, I let my competitive side get best of me. It was a huge miscommunication.
All right, good.
If
your parents taught you better, you wouldn't be doing it.
Did he write that apology himself, or did his mommy write it for him?
I don't know.
Would you guess?
It's on his Twitter feed. Tom Brady still grabbing headlines, called his Lombardi trophy toss the riskiest pass he threw all season on Instagram. Carson Wentz has to change his number 11. Receiver in Indy, Michael Pittman Jr., not giving it up.
What?
Wow.
Says he's not.
Okay.
Celtics in Dallas tonight, 8:30 tip against Luka Doncic and the Mavs, who did win last night, 14-15. Red Sox full squad day number two today. Joe Castiglione, excellent pictures he was texting me all day yesterday from behind the batting cage. One that had his thumb in the frame, but that's fine.
it did. Yes, it did.
I love that.
But the Red Sox may have a virus issue. Ken.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Looks like their new outfielder may have the vid.
Yeah, Franchi Cordero is on the list. Doesn't mean he has the vid. He's on the COVID list.
What does that mean? He's been exposed to somebody who has the vid?
Maybe he didn't get COVID protocol clearance yet.
They better keep him away from Joe. Has Joe been exposed to him? Joe's only had one shot.
I know. Great and point.
They need to make sure that Franchi keeps up with the terminology while he's out with the vid. We don't want to use it as an excuse later on.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show. The lead's coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
and Runaway.
Nice. 1981.
Oh, it's going late. 1981?
He wrote it in 81, recorded it then. He won some contest in 1983, like from some station, Best Unsigned Band or something. And he and Sambora had met like at a backstage, strange meeting, I don't know. Back when rock was young, Greg.
How did he go from that to that insipid "We All Must Overcome" ballad that they did in the middle of the pandemic. What a fall from grace.
Correct.
For the great John Bon Jovi.
He's up there with Lindell and Rudy, I think, as the greatest falls from grace. Here's the lead, though, Greg. Mm-hmm. It's not cam-related. I think Curtis is heading down that path. I would like to play this snippet from Fox Sports 1 analyst Rick Bucher talking about Danny Ainge. This is a blockbuster to me.
A lot of GMs are ticked off at Danny because Danny tried like hell to move Kemba at the beginning of the year, knowing that his knee wasn't right. He was trying to get rid of damaged goods.
If that is true, that Danny Ainge has a bad reputation among the league general managers for trying to trade damaged goods, he should be fired. I mean, get out. If you can't perform the job, the function of a GM, which is to pull off a trade, and they need one. This trade exception is huge. Then get somebody else in there. That is serious, serious bad news.
So I'm guessing it's lingering knee things with Kemba, right?
I think so.
And is it going to be that way for the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, clearly, that's the biggest thing out of this whole thing is that the GMs are like, he's damaged goods.
Right.
So it's not like, you know what? He's hurt right now, but he's going to get back to 100%. It's like, we don't want – you're trying to sell us off something that's not going to be good.
It looked like 8% the other night. I mean, they're not going to be able to rely on him. So
nope.
You're right, though. Danny, if he doesn't do some kind of a blockbuster deal, you have to question what he's doing and why he's there.
And other teams may not be picking up the phone. I mean, if he's trying to cover up medical information to get deals through, that is terrible news. And I think they should make a change.
All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I Am Athlete is a wonderful title for a podcast. That's where Cam Newton found himself yesterday alongside Brandon Marshall and Fred Taylor. And I have really bad news for all of Boston. Cam Newton will be back as the Patriots' starting quarterback next season.
You're on a one-year deal. Would you go back?
Yes. Hell yes.
Is there a chance you go back to New England?
There's always a chance for everything.
Y'all talking?
I can't say that.
You know I got to play by half. Come on, man. Hey, man.
I mean, that is just electric.
Sounds like they're talking.
They are talking, and it just falls in line with all of the media narratives that have been swirling around this team since the sort of beginning of the offseason. And we have our own Ryan Hannibal, chief Patriots honk in Boston, at WEEI.com. He writes, and this is an homage to Wiggy, "Think about it. Would a top free agent pass catcher want to play with Newton or Mariota, Trubisky, Jacoby Brissett? It's an easy answer. Newton." He says that Newton is going to get people, i.e. positions of wide receiver skill positions, to come to the Patriots. Ryan, it's the opposite.
But why is Ryan suggesting that? Is it because of Cam Newton, the person?
Yes.
Cam Newton, the leader?
It might be.
Cam
and this was also circulating yesterday, Greg. Jeff Howe tweeted that he still has a, quote, MVP reputation. Mm-hmm. Like, do we have eyes? What part of Cam Newton last year looked like someone who still had an MVP reputation? Defenses didn't even challenge the pass. He couldn't throw it to a guy if there was only 7-on-7 and they were playing against air. He is awful. And I think if Cam Newton is your starter next season, Patriots fans will revolt.
Okay. Well, oh, wow. Oh. Insurrection-like?
Insurrection-like.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right, Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Well, you know what? Let me take you back down memory lane a little bit to 2018, where everybody is saying now that the Patriots are not going to be able to get any elite weapons because they have no quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to come play for Bill Belichick. Well, 2018, there was a guy named Mike Evans who was a free agent coming off a very good season. Re-signed with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Their head coach at the time was Dirk Cutter, and their quarterback was Jameis Winston. Same year, Odell Beckham Jr., free agent, 2018. His quarterback was Eli Manning, and his coach was Pat Shurmur. And when you look at this last guy, Jarvis Landry, his quarterback was Deshaun Kizer, and his coach was Hugh Jackson, and the Cleveland Browns had just went 0-16. It's about the money, people.
Always about the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Show them the money.
Five years, $82 million, 5 years, $90 million, and 5 years, $75
million. So you are not worried whatsoever about Bill being able to get the high money free agents that he desires?
Nope. Quick question for Wiggy. When was the last time Bill Belichick signed a top-level wide receiver?
Well, he has never done that, but if
What is the best judge of future behavior?
Yeah, well, there's a different future now. Past behavior is different when things were different. Now, all of a sudden, you got a different future because something in the past that you had and you leaned on is no longer here.
All right. Wiggy is once again honking his way through the leads this morning, and I love it. Danielle, what's your lead?
Well, with a new legislative session coming into place here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there's a few different bills being floated by various state senators and representatives, and one of them is bringing back the tax on sugary drinks and sodas proposal. Now, this was proposed this time by State Senator Jason Lewis, who is out of Winchester. He's a Democrat. And the proposal for this bill would include the following. Beverages with 7.5 to 29 grams of sugar would be taxed 1 cent per ounce. Drinks with more than 30 grams of sugar would be taxed 2 cents per ounce. So to give you an example, a can of Coke has 39 grams of sugar. Mm-hmm. So you'd be paying almost an extra quarter for that can of soda if this proposal goes through.
Are these people aware that we are in at maybe near the end of a pandemic that is that has caused economic destruction? Why are they talking about new taxes?
Mm-hmm. Retailers are very unhappy about it. John Hurst, who's the head of the Mass Retailers Association, spoke to the Herald and said it's very expensive and it will really raise the cost of soda through the roof. They also say that the money raised from the tax would go to a public health fund. Mm. Wonder how that's going to be spent.
They got to keep people whole.
No, they got to keep people working remotely in Hawaii. I mean, listen, people, if somebody wants to drink a Dr. Pepper or a Diet Dr. Pepper or a Tab or a Schweppes ginger ale. They should be allowed to drink what they want to drink. These people think they know better than you do about how to run your own life. And so what they think is they're going to tax you into submission and you're not going to drink soda anymore. It's like they're holding your hand and trying to guide you through life and you don't need it.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I want my grape soda and Funyuns.
Yes.
Wise onion rings.
Oh, you come after my Funyuns, then we're going to have a real problem.
When was the last time you had a Funyun?
I love Funyuns.
They sell them here, Daniel.
When was the last time you actually ate one?
They're not as good as the, you know, what's a delicious snack. Let me digress for a minute, Curtis.
Okay.
Before I get to my lead. You ever have the Andy, whatever his name is, pub fries or whatever those things are?
Hot fries are the best. Andy Cap.
Andy Cap. Those things are fantastic.
Yeah.
Has Andy Cap been canceled yet? There's got to be some reason to cancel him. He's from the 1950s, I think.
Didn't he used to beat up his wife? Or was that the other guy, the other cartoon that looked like him? I'm serious.
He did?
There was a guy that would go out drinking all the time, and it looked like Andy Cap. I have to double check if it's him or not. And he would come home, and his wife would give him a hard time and, like, break out the rolling pin. And you'd see the stars and stuff. No. It was a guy in a cap. Hold on. I have to look at this.
Hey, Greg.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what those cases of Sunny D on the trilogy would cost now?
It's Capri Sun, Ken.
You know.
Snack cracker packs.
So
purple stuff, green stuff, Sunny D.
Teenies.
Speaking of the legislature.
Yes.
Aren't they also going to decriminalize drugs?
There is a proposal to decriminalize all drugs in the Commonwealth.
All drugs.
The argument is that, you know, we have a war on drugs that's not really working. The crime rate is high. We have a lot of people in jail on simple drug charges. And they think that this might be a better way to approach it. The director of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police, Mark Leahy, said police groups, according to the Herald, would demand careful study of the proposal. But they said that anything that's of value to people with legitimate illnesses is definitely worthy of greater scrutiny and study. And ayahuasca for everybody.
And remind me, is it illegal for me to buy a tin of flavored dip in this state?
But
they are going to decriminalize
all drugs. They'll let you buy an apple.
Okay.
Do you pay a $50 fine, would you? It'll just be more expensive with the soda. Literally every one of these bills is to make things more expensive.
Okay. All right. Next in line for cancellation in this country, the Jeep Cherokee.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yes, yes. The leader of Oklahoma's Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., wants Jeep to stop using the tribe's name on their SUV because it does not honor them.
What about the Grand Cherokee?
All Cherokees canceled.
What about the Cherokee Laredo?
I think that's okay.
Okay.
What about Ted Lasso?
There are some cowboys who object to the Wrangler, I'm sure. But that name has been in use by Jeep for 50 years.
Right.
50 years.
Right.
It's Liz Warren's campaign car.
Is this really because of Bruce?
Yeah, that's it. Blame your boy.
There is going to be no brand name left. Everything is going to be named for a letter.
Acme.
Brand A, brand B, brand number, brand 5. There's going to be nothing that is left. Jeep has been using that name for 50 years, and it didn't appear to me that anybody was offended by it.
Not until your boy got arrested. Now, all of a sudden, we're going downhill after Bruce and his Jeep commercial.
They must be sensing weakness over at the Jeep company after the Bruce commercial or something. But
they're sponsoring the Obama and Bruce podcast.
Can we just deal with the really important problems in this country? Like the kids who don't have food and the people who don't have jobs.
And Woody Allen.
Yeah. And can we stop running around screaming that everything that you don't agree with needs to be canceled immediately? Is that possible?
I don't know, Greg.
Is it possible? And
the Cherokee tribe don't like it. No more Jeep Cherokees. Now it'll just be the Jeep 105.
All right.
They should call the Johnny Hopkins.
There you go. Jeep Johnny Hopkins.
All right. Well, there you have our suggestions for the lead this morning. Coming up at 7, the dumbest of the day. And then I mentioned that we will be joined at 8:20 by Johnny Hopkins professor Marty McCary, who says that the U.S. will have the herd immunity by April. But the experts are not telling us that.
Right.
So we'll talk to him at 8:20 about that. And Danielle will have the news at 7:30. And unfortunately, there's been another gender reveal related death. How many is too many?
We need to make this. This is what they should be making illegal.
Can we stop the gender reveals, please?
It's awful.
How many more people have to die in the name of a gender reveal before we determine that it should not be happening in this country? This is Maria. Maria, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
What's happening?
I have a question for Mr. Ken Laird.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Ken. Ken, are you considering maybe walking back any of your take yesterday related to Cam Newton and his exchange with the young man at his camp after the young man came out and apologized, admitted he was being disrespectful, admitted his parents, with an S, didn't raise him to talk like that to someone? Because from everything I heard yesterday, the national media and anyone that talked about this seemed to be in the camp of Cam Newton, with the fact that this young man was just out there trying to draw attention to himself, trying to make a name for himself, and being a little brat. So I'm just wondering if maybe you want to walk any of that back at this juncture.
No, we all agree the kid is a punk and acted like a punk.
You don't want to apologize to Cam?
Did you see Cam's apology on Instagram, Maria? He said, I got into my feelings. I can't do that. It was an apology from Cam. He realized he acted poorly. He behaved the wrong way.
Well, he had no choice but to apologize because people like you were triggered.
What do you mean people like me?
We're just dumping all over him. I mean, how much can you dump on this guy? And honestly, his little round table yesterday, I understand to some degree why he's doing it. Right? He needs to market himself at this point. He did not have a good showing here in New England. And maybe he might have a better showing with a full season, with more time, with no COVID related. So kudos to him for getting out there saying, look, basically, I still want to play, whether it's for the Pats or not, but I still believe in myself. So, you know, I have no issues with him going out there and, you know, again, being his own publicist, so to speak. If he's back here, I don't really care one way or the other, but he deserves an opportunity to play someplace else.
Well, he said it in the podcast. The reason he didn't have a good season was because of the COVID, Curtis.
I mean, yesterday, Fourier was awesome for 4 hours, just absolutely killing Cam Newton for using that as an excuse, saying that basically, what are you talking about? You missed a week of practice. There is no new terminology in the middle of the season, and that it's not that difficult to understand.
No, they add new plays in the middle of the season. They do it all the time.
Okay, well, Christian Fourier played in the offense. So
did I.
He played there more recently than
Whose
you.
Whose numbers were better?
Oh, well, we're going to get into this conversation.
He won twice. You won once.
Who had a higher rating on Madden?
Wiggy had tremendous hands.
What did that have to do with anything?
What was your Madden rating?
I think at one point my highest was, I want to say it was like 88. I was up there. Or maybe in the 90s.
You had a Nick. It was a 5.
Do you have an artist rendering of that you hand out to people and sign when you're parking in handicapped spots?
No. I actually have the cover frame.
I actually have it right here. Wiggy got -4 for using an indoor voice.
That's all right. That's all right.
Does he have one of those?
No, Danielle, I do not have one of those.
I know.
Never had an indoor voice.
So this is Cam Newton on the podcast deploying the COVID excuse.
By the time I came back, I didn't feel comfortable physically, skillfully, and a lot of that discomfort came pre-snap. I've always valued my talents as something that's the improv. Like, I'm gonna make a play. I know how to make a play. I'm going, you know. In this system, it dictates, you know, by certain things and working extra with, you know, Josh. Throughout those times, there was times where it's just like, hold on, set wide 80. Hold on, am I supposed to set wide 80? Wide 80? And I'm like, lost of, like, hold on, I'm thinking too much.
Yeah.
The offense kept going, and I was stopped and stagnant for 2 weeks. Then by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new. I was like, hold on. But go back to level one. I wasn't just trying to learn a system for what it was. I was learning let's be honest, a 20-year system.
Correct.
In 2 months.
Correct. What an excuse.
But it's true, though.
So is it possible that when he came back after a week, there was new terminology for everything?
Yeah, it's possible, but I think it's more about
he was already
struggling with trying to get a grasp of the offense because he didn't get here till June, and then it's COVID, so you're learning from on Zoom and you're trying to be coached up. I mean, we see what it's like. Zoom, Fitzy's talking over Heim Bloom. It's very difficult to learn from that type of setup. So he doesn't have the practice time. He's not on the field. And I give everybody a pass that had issues this season because I know how difficult it probably had to be in a COVID situation.
Let me ask you a very important question, Wiggy.
Yes.
Did he know more about the offense in week two or in week 14?
Oh, probably week 14.
So then why was his best game week two?
Hmm. I think he had some good games later on in the
season.
His
best game was week two.
The Texans game was pretty good.
Okay, so
they lost the Texans.
The Jets game, you're talking individually or as a one loss?
A quality opponent, the way Cam himself played.
They beat Arizona.
He played awful in that game. He had a 23.6 rating. What are you talking about?
So is this like an Ocho Cinco thing where he's not smart enough to get the playbook?
No, I think what it was when we saw it with Brady, right? Brady had some difficulties earlier in the season learning some of the post-snap breakdowns because he was so used to pre-snap, and Bruce Arians' offense is a little bit different. So it was more of a post-snap read where Cam was like, all right, I'm learning this offense. I don't have much time. Then all of a sudden I get sidetracked with COVID. That sets me back. By the time I'm able to kind of catch up to it, I've already been behind the eight ball for a couple, three weeks.
1 week.
You are willing to go this far.
Mm-hmm.
In carrying the water for this guy.
What do you mean?
You're going to accept that COVID, 1 week out with, the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say glorified flu there, but that would upset Ken. 1 day out with that, or 1 week out with that,
mm-hmm.
is enough for you.
Well, it's 2 weeks out technically.
Actually, can we just please be factual? That week leading into the Chiefs game, he practiced through Friday.
Right.
Then he got the positive test on Saturday or Friday night and didn't travel.
Yep, and then he was out for 2 weeks.
No, he played the next week after the Chiefs game. So he really only missed Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
No, remember they moved the Chiefs game. And Bill even said it
to Monday night.
Bill even said it himself. It's difficult. It was a harder time to kind of do things this season in the COVID season.
Yeah, well, yes.
But why did he play worse as the year went along? He should be getting better, like Brady in your example.
You don't always get better, though, right? So you
then why would you bring him back?
Well, this is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, man, Cam Newton is driving me crazy. He says all the right things all the time, but his talent is gone. I think he's got a pride issue, and Fournier was right, man. There's no way he comes back in week one when they're simplifying the offense for this new guy, and he's saying everything's changed. No way, dude. I think he's got a pride issue, and he doesn't want to say that his talent is not there anymore and he can't get it done.
Hmm.
I think that's the issue. No way did they give him new stuff that he couldn't understand. That makes no sense whatsoever. Why would that benefit the Patriots? It's definitely Cam. It's not the offense. There's no way. No way, no how.
I mean, he's a very likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great interview.
But let me ask you this, Greg.
He's a great interview. He's a likable guy. We really like him.
Except it's 7-on-7 camp.
But I just think unless, and again, Wiggy knows better, Foyer knows better than I do, than Curtis does. They really do. However, I just think that unless giving him a full off season mm-hmm. is going to drastically improve his performance.
We don't know about drastically, but
you don't want him back.
Would you agree that the COVID season affected his ability to learn the offense at a faster pace?
I really wouldn't because he missed a week of walkthroughs. Really? He missed a week of walkthroughs.
Have you ever been in an offense?
No,
like,
I haven't. So never been in an offense. Never.
So the thing,
even when I was playing hoops for Neshoba Regional, I wasn't allowed to do anything offensively. They just told me to stand in the lane and clog it up a little bit.
So
occasionally he goes on the defense on Twitter late at night.
So let's say you
the trilogy was offensive.
Let's say you were going to a new radio station and everything was different over there. Terminology, the way they did things.
This is going to work out well.
Everything they do was different over there.
I would change everything to fit my
You'd bring upstairs Joe.
That's what I would do.
But every
if theoretically I went to a new station,
yes,
I would just change everything to fit myself.
It's Greg in the morning.
Let's say you didn't have the power to do that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So you went to a completely different station. Everything was new. You had learned new terminology. And then COVID hits and they say, well, guess what? By the time you get to that new station, it's going to be 4 or 5 months later than you would normally get there. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do, you know, 75% of this stuff through Zoom.
I'd probably bust my ass to try to figure out how to do it.
And I didn't realize it was that easy to learn a playbook. December 10th, okay, the Patriots had three straight games at the Rams, at the Dolphins, and hosting the Bills.
Yes.
They needed to win those games. You said that that was where the season was determined.
Mm-hmm.
In those three games, his passer rating was 53.9, 86, and 57. No touchdowns, one interception.
Mm-hmm.
What was the excuse there?
I already told you that. I think
COVID.
I think a big part of it was the talent he had around him and him.
All right. We can continue this discussion. I did get a couple text requests for Cherokee Nation.
Oh, boy.
The Paul Revere and the Raiders song.
Are we allowed to play that?
I think we can. I think it's an homage.
I'm playing Daft Punk all day, okay?
Oh, they broke up yesterday.
Yes.
Sad news about Daft Punk.
I know.
Wiggy doesn't know or didn't know yesterday in our group text who Daft Punk was.
No, I had heard of them before, but yeah. I'm like, when I watched that video, I was like, what the hell is this all about?
Who is Daft Punk? Enter.
I guess maybe I'm just a little bit different.
Charlie Baker wants everybody to start wearing those Daft Punk helmets so that they can protect themselves from the virus. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll be back. Stay right here.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life.
Nice choice, Ken. Or actually, the texters get credit for that. And, of course, the Cherokee Nation demanding that Jeep stop using the tribe's name on their popular, very popular, best-selling SUV after 50 years. So there is a cancellation coming. I don't know. Is the Jeep Patriot still okay?
Not soon.
I mean, for you, Greg, what about your Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer edition?
As long as it's a hybrid. Greg once got a hybrid by accident because it was the only Escalade available on the lot. And he bragged about it for 3 years.
What about a lot of concern over one of Wiggy's favorites, yes. Cherokee the ass.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Whether,
that's right.
Whether or not she is culturally appropriating that name or
that's
not.
That's her Christian name.
I think she's 1/16th.
Her heritage?
I think she's 1/16th Native American.
Oh, 1/128th.
Okay.
All right.
Ish.
I mean,
Trace.
So if you're a company with a brand, you should just basically name it something super generic going forward. Don't try to get creative at all, or don't try to pay any kind of homage or respect to anybody by naming your brand, because it's just going to be canceled.
Unless it's somebody that everybody, like, you know, is like, all right, nobody's going to have an issue with that.
Well, yeah, but you don't know what it's going to be. Like, it could be an issue in 10 years.
Like Dr. King's maple syrup. Ain't nobody tripping about that.
Somebody will. Somebody would trip about that.
Ain't nobody tripping
somebody
about
would
that.
100% trip about that.
No, but
I think we have to turn you off now and suspend you for that.
Jeep didn't. They were doing it, they say, because they wanted to honor and celebrate Native American people for their nobility, their prowess, and their pride. That's why they did it.
Right.
It was, and they
had great warranties.
It was an attempt to honor. So, I don't know. You can't win. All right. This is Ken from New Hampshire. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I was kind of going off of what one of you guys was saying earlier. I know a couple of you guys got a real crush on Cam Newton and everything, and that's all well and good.
Only one of us does. Wiggy does. Wiggy does.
Yeah, that's right. Wiggy. I'm like, man, I got to tell you, here's the thing. First off, Cam Newton, he's been a running guy and a pass off the ball to running back guy. And his accuracy's down. Whatever. You can say what you want about him. He had MVP season. He made it to the Super Bowl. Great. He did it on the backs of running backs and a really solid defense. But here's the thing. A lot of people are talking right now that the Patriots are on the phone with almost every team that may have an available quarterback. But the one prospect to me that's super intriguing that, you know, at first I was like not really sold on is Jimmy G. They are on the phone with the 49ers. There's been reports of that coming out. My thing is, and I guess the conversation I'd like to spark with you guys to see where it heads is, imagine Jimmy G coming back to the promised land, going from an offensive line that didn't protect him nearly as well. They were outside the top 10 in offensive lines, coming back to an offensive line that's in the top 5 solidly every year, doing what he does behind a coach that believes in him, and, you know, just getting rid of all the speculation of, will they get a rookie? Will they get this other guy? Will they get, you know, Marcus Mariota? But to have Jimmy G come back, wouldn't that be a much better bet than Cam Newton for a veteran?
I will say that it would be. However, the issue is that the Niners have to have Deshaun Watson or it's not happening.
Right.
So if they're not getting Deshaun.
I agree.
So it's just, it's like a pipe dream until you figure out what's going to happen with Watson. But, yes, thank you for the call. Curtis?
And Burt Breer yesterday in his Monday Morning Quarterback at SI said that neither Derek Carr nor Jimmy Garoppolo will be moving, that he does not anticipate
neither
a trade
will be moving.
For either of them.
Well, he said if they don't get a better option.
Yeah.
And wasn't there just a report out there that it was reported that Deshaun Watson would be willing to be traded to the Jets, Carolina, and it was a third team, but I don't think it was the 49ers.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. Great show as always. I love the topics. So here's my thing, and I'll give you guys a little history why I feel this way. So what happened to being grandfathered in and to certain things? What happened to being a free country? So, guys, the reason I speak like this, and I get very passionate about it, I was born in Angola. My mom is black. My dad is white. Under the Portuguese regime, back in the day, before they became independent in 1974, we had a choice to go to any country. We chose America. My parents chose America. Greatest country on earth. But yeah, it seems lately, every time there's something going on, you can't say this, you can't name this, you have to get approval. It is getting to be really ridiculous. And I think people are losing what the great country that this is.
Well,
and it's sad.
I get worried about it. We were talking yesterday with Ken Jong-un about the 100-year plan that the Chinese had to destroy this country, the customs, the fiber of our being, the independence streak that we had. And so I just wonder, when you look at the brand name on an automobile, which has been okay for 50 years, and suddenly it needs to be canceled,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how far is it going to go?
Oh, they keep going. I mean, it'll definitely keep going.
It's gotten so bad here that Stevie Wonder is moving to Ghana.
I saw that.
Permanently.
I saw that. That's crazy.
We are losing Stevie Wonder, and I won't stand for it.
Stevie's going back to the motherland, huh?
He's a national treasure.
He was on with Oprah, and he was talking about how he doesn't feel valued mm-hmm. in the United States anymore. And so he is up and moving to Ghana.
I want to see this nation smile again.
Oh.
And I want to see it before I leave to travel to move to Ghana. Because I'm going to do that.
You're going to move permanently to Ghana?
I am.
You are? Why?
Because I don't want to see my children's children's children have to say, oh, please like me. Please respect me. Please know that I'm important. Please value me.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, that is.
We're losing Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that's
because
we
can't get along.
He's so talented.
I don't think he's leaving because Jeep has the name Cherokee and another 4x4s.
Why is he going? Tax purposes?
What is the tax rate in Ghana? Right, I don't know.
What's really going on, Ken?
I mean, can't he go to Texas or Florida, right? Can it get any lower than that? I mean, where is he going to go? Man, we're going to lose Stevie, man.
I know.
Don't go, Stevie. There's a ribbon in the sky.
Why did that happen?
He's going back to Ghana.
I'm going home.
Imagine the place he can buy, though, probably in Ghana.
Oh, man. I think, like, some of the living over there is really cheap.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm shocked that we're, 3.5 minutes into this conversation and Wiggy hasn't said Ghana yet.
Well, he's going back, Danielle. That's where he wants to go, man.
Back to Ghana, Ghana.
Wow.
That word.
I'm going.
That's a way, way west coast.
I'm sad about that this morning. America, say goodbye to Stevie Wonder. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next. And then at 8:20, we will be joined by Johns Hopkins professor Marty McCary, who says that the U.S. will have the herd immunity, Ken, by April. That's just about a month away from now. But for some reason, the experts are not telling us that. And we'll talk about that with him coming up at 8:20 this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.